Well, we all know that there's planting season, there's growing season, there's harvest season, but probably everybody's favorite season, at least as far as I'm concerned, is football season, and it is here with us. Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is also here to tell us that football and agriculture are really closely connected, aren't they, Commissioner?
Well, you're right, from the field to the parking lot, I suppose, and other things in between. Don't know what a dollar impact would be from football, but nevertheless, there is a lot of volume of food, the volume of making footballs themselves, which is pretty interesting. So, it's a big connection. And you're right, this coming Saturday, football season, college football season kicks off.
That's exactly right, and I can hardly wait. We've got, well, you're talking about the footballs there. You just start right there. That's cowhide, and you got to have a few cows to make a contribution to make the game of football happen, and it just starts there and goes right on.
Well, you're right. Just glad to see it's one of those industries that has not been outsourced outside of the country. And the Wilson Company in Ohio makes all the footballs for the NFL, and I'm told that they have 120 people who make 4,000 footballs by hand every day. Now, that's a lot of footballs. Mm-hmm. So I guess they must throw them in the crowd or something after a touchdown. But nevertheless, how we used to call the pigskin, I guess, is actually of cow skins, cowhide. So, on the field itself, obviously the grass is grown. A football field is a little over probably an acre and a third of land, so that's got to be prepared. I know that South Carolina Stadium is being replaced after they had a big concert, so they've got a new field of sod going down, and I'm sure that others around. So inside the stadium, a lot of use of agriculture. Then, my goodness, when you move to the parking lot, I think it just goes up exponentially if everyone eats the way I do before a football game.
Amen. Yeah, well, me too. And because it's with me, it's if it's football, it's all about the food. And an incredible amount of food. Just for instance, during the Super Bowl itself, that just to take that in microcosm, there's a lot of food that goes down during that one game.
Yeah, I saw that statistic of more than 1 billion chicken wings during the 2012 Super Bowl. You know, that's a lot of chicken wings. And if you think about it, for years, those before we came along with buffalo wings, I think the wings were kind of extra and left over from chicken processing. So it's really added some marginal profits to the poultry industry. Good gracious, between popcorn and potato chips and everything else, the hot dogs and hamburgers, it's just incredible. I read a statistic the other day that it's, if I told you a football field's about an acre and a half, it takes up about 222,000 football fields worth of land. So you take that, that's about 300,000+ acres all around supplying our tailgates and other things. So that's pretty incredible, the impact that it can have.
Not to mention everything else that agriculture contributes to the game of football. The uniforms, of course, tickets, programs, schedules, all those paper products, that has to come from trees, tapes, bandages, you name it. Agriculture really makes football go.
That it does. And you mix in the talent that we see on the fields, that's what makes it exciting. Mm-hmm. So I guess the next time I'm watching a game, and if my team is on the losing end of a score, at least I'll be happy that they are a big market for agriculture.
Absolutely. Anything you'd like to add, Commissioner?
No, I guess looking forward to a great season. Hope there are no significant injuries to any of our players out there, because I have watched them work. I get to go out to some of the practices when our watermelon folks go out for when the colleges close camp. Mm-hmm. We go out that last day and just give them fresh-cut watermelons and wish them well. So the hard work that they put in, you just hope and pray that they are safe from any major injuries that might impact their career. So looking forward to it, and just getting out there Saturday.
By supporting football, you're actually supporting agriculture. So, rah-rah team. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.